All over the country, organizations are scrambling to cover costs that they thought would be paid by federal grants approved by the National Endowment for the Humanities, but then were abruptly canceled by the Trump administration. So you might wonder, what does the NEH do anyway? NPR's Elizabeth Blair has some answers.
Humanities is a big word that is deceptively simple. It's all about what it means to be human. So things like language, religion, history, art, and community.
The humanities help us understand who we are, where we come from, and what we value.
Lauren Tilton is a professor of digital humanities at the University of Richmond. She oversees a project that received nearly $500,000 from the NEH. She's working with 14 other colleges throughout the Southeast to study the social and human impact of AI.
Because AI is affecting all parts of our lives, a big question is, how do we want to design AI? What do we want it to do? What do we not want it to do? And how does it impact people and communities?
After working on it for 2 years, they were expecting to launch the Center for Liberal Arts and AI this fall. Then, last week, Tilton got the letter saying their grant was terminated.
It was incredibly painful to read it.
The letter said, in part, that the federal agency was redirecting funds in, quote, furtherance of President Trump's agenda. But Tilton thinks their work is part of his agenda. She points to an executive order to maintain America's global dominance in AI.
And so here we are doing the AI work that is supposed to be a major area of innovation in our nation. And then we receive a letter attempting to defund years of work to be a part of that goal.
Tilton says they're now looking for private philanthropy. Neither the NEH nor the White House responded to requests for comment. Filmmaker Yuriko Romer's grant was also terminated.
I was originally awarded $600,000 for my documentary, and the remaining balance sits at $342,598.
Romer says she's on the home stretch of a documentary tracing 150 years of U.S.-Japan relations through the lens of baseball.
It's also about an amazing friendship and a bridge that has been built between those two countries, and it's an important ally.
This is from the trailer for Diamond Diplomacy.
In the United States, baseball was touted as the national game, and Japan also thought of baseball as its national game.
National Endowment for the Humanities grants, like the one Romer received, are competitive.
It was a huge honor to be awarded a National Endowment for Humanities grant last year. And now for this to happen is just heartbreaking.
Romer says she has a crew of about 14 people she still needs to pay. Her documentary has been selected for a screening at the National Baseball Hall of Fame at the end of May.
Whatever form it's going to be in at that time will screen, but I'm going to have to cobble together some more funding at this point. So that, it's very disappointing.
Yuriko Romer says she and the other documentary filmmakers she knows who receive NEH grants aren't getting rich doing it. They're just passionate about telling American stories. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.